Thousands of secondary school teachers will protest at lunchtime today over plans to change the senior cycle education programme, that cycle, of course, leading to the Leaving Cert exam. Several new subjects and modules will be on offer in schools, with every single existing subject completely overhauled. The major change will be the inclusion of in-year assessment components for every subject, and they will be worth 40% of the overall mark. Well, today's protests are organised by the TUI and the ASTI, and the ASTI President Donald Cremin is with us this morning. Good morning. You're
good
very
morning.
Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Are these protests going to interfere in any way with the students' education today?
No, not at all. All teachers who are supervising will stay in school. This is only the people who are off during lunchtime will come out outside the school, just to alert parents as to the changes that are happening.
Why are you protesting, though? What's the problem with the proposed changes?
I suppose we're looking at several issues, really. One would be the investment in second level education and the investment that needs to be put into the new subjects that are going to be taught. We want to slow down the process because we feel that the department, the NCCA, nor the department have the maybe resources at the moment at their disposal to run things correctly and properly. So a rushed system can often be a failed system, and that's what we're afraid of, because it is a high stakes exam. Mm-hmm. The Leaving Cert, it's recognised throughout the world at the moment, and therefore we don't want to see it brought down in any particular way.
On your first point about funding, the department says €30 million was announced in the budget for this, as well as other reforms at primary school and other reforms in the education sector generally. Is that not enough?
Certainly not, because if you take €30 million, probably half of that goes back into the coffers again in various ways, between VAT and taxes and various things that occur. So you're talking about an investment of €15 million rather than 30. The second thing is that, look, we're the lowest of all of OECD countries for investment at the moment, 37th. We're 37th place, last place. Therefore, look, with the present economic climate and things going well, and the plenty of money that they have, they need to invest in second level education. They need to invest in our students for the future.
In relation to your concerns about it being rushed, the department says that they issued a statement to us last night. They say that you have more than 2 years before your students are examined, and then it will be several months before any student begins fifth year in one of the new or updated subjects.
Well, we'll say that there's a pilot programme on at the moment for two particular subjects which have been launched, which are coming in next September. Mm-hmm. And yet no resourcing is put in place. Nothing has been put in place for those subjects. Yes, procurement has gone out, but it's very, very late for teachers. You know, they have a busy schedule after Christmas with the present Leaving Cert cohort. So we need, you know, we need to be much further ahead of time, and we need to know where the end game is.
But it was only announced this year. 8,000 teachers have already attended whole school training days, according to the department. 2,000 teachers, roughly, have attended subject-specific days.
Yeah, and a lot of that would be to do with the junior cycle as well, which they're still trying to catch up in. Mm-hmm. So they're trying to do an awful lot of work in various different areas, and that's why we're saying it's too rushed and we need to push it out by at least a year. 1 year would give an awful break to everybody.
And so these two new subjects, you don't want them coming in 2024?
No, we didn't say that. We're in favour of subjects coming in. We're in favour of new subjects coming in. But they're bringing another 7 in then on top of that the following year, which brings up to 9 subjects, which is going to be put on. Mm-hmm. And it's going to pressurise the system. It's going to create major problems for students. Look, not one size fits all. The way they're working at the moment is that 40% across the board means that one size fits everybody. Now, all students aren't the same.
But they say
all
it's a phased basis, and it'll be 2031 before all Leaving Cert students will be on this new cycle.
Of course, but look at the problem with the students at the moment. They'll have half and half, and things will be, they'll be messed up all over the place again. And things were bad enough for the last number of years. Mm. But for the future, I think slow down, move out by just 1 year. We have a shortage of teachers at the moment. So okay, they're actually taking teachers out of the system, to 500 teachers out of the system for IDA to train, where they would be much far better off to give the present cohort of students their education at the moment. Not neglect any particular group. Equality is very important.
Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you ever so much for having me.
President of the ASTI, Donald Cremin.